with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired at least one ballistic missile toward its eastern waters today. It adds to a torrent of weapons tests by the North in recent months that have elevated tensions. Both Russia and Ukraine have reported dozens of attempted drone attacks in the past days. Ukraine's Air Force said yesterday that Ukrainian air defenses had shot down 30 out of 31 drones launched overnight against 11 regions. Russia said that it had thwarted a series of Ukrainian drone attacks as well. Boeing says deliveries of airline planes are up.
That's after deliveries were slowed earlier this year by manufacturing problems. The company delivered 56 commercial planes in November. That's nearly as many as September and October combined. Most of the planes that were delivered to airlines and leasing companies were 737 MAX jets, including 8 to United Airlines and 7 to Southwest. Deliveries bring in cash because buyers typically pay Boeing a large share of the purchase price at delivery. John Scott reporting.
The U.S. is returning some antiquities to Greece.
The United States is returning to Greece 30 ancient artifacts, including marble statues, armor helmets, and breastplates, found to have been illicitly removed from the country. The pieces handed over to Greek officials in New York date back from as long as 4,700 years ago to the Middle Ages. The works were collectively valued at $3.7 million. The return follows two similar operations earlier this year involving 29 antiquities, and last year when 55 works were returned from New York. Keith Peters reporting.
The leaders of Italy and the UK have agreed to tackle irregular migration to Europe. They pledged to intensify cooperation in the fight against human trafficking as well at a weekend meeting. This is SRN News. Turkey is rapidly becoming one of the leading persecutors of Christians, but it's hard for the U.S. and other countries to do anything because of Turkey's NATO membership and its position in the world.
Turkey has so much geopolitical importance to the Europeans and to the Americans, and even militarily where it sits in the world. So, you know, it's almost like a country with a lot of oil. They can get away with a whole bunch of bad behavior, and that's what's going on in Turkey.
Jeff King of International Christian Concern says the big problem is Turkish President Erdogan.
He is a radical Islamist, and he has grand plans for Turkey himself. He sees himself in a large geopolitical, historical role.
ICC labels Erdogan as one of the worst individual persecutors of Christian on earth, right along with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. This is SRN News. They're calling it a major drug bust.
Four California men charged with running a drug ring that sent hundreds of pounds of cocaine and methamphetamine to Australia, New Zealand, and other parts of the Pacific. Authorities say the shipments were disguised as everything from car parts to instant noodles. Two of the men are now in federal custody. Two others are fugitives. Investigators seized more than 1,600 pounds of meth and 200 pounds of coke. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 17th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Amongst them, the well-known actor Armin Mueller-Stahl. He is 93 years old. Pope Francis was born on this date 87 years ago. Actor Bernard Hill is celebrating his 79th. Country singer Tracy Byrd has 57 candles on the cake. This is SRN News.